Thank you for the opportunity to speak. Thank you for listening to us. My name is Richard Moore. I'm from Deerfield. I moved to New Hampshire in 1972. I was fortunate to move to a place called Colebrook. I worked in Pittsburgh and West Stewartstown and Colebrook and Columbia, and North Stratford. And then I moved south and I ended up in Deerfield. So this project is hurting me at both ends of my life experience in this state. My property in Deerfield will not be impacted directly, but we will all be impacted by this if this goes through as proposed. The landscapes of New Hampshire, particularly the forests and the farmlands, those are so distinctive to our economy, to our history, to our character as communities and people. It will affect all of us. So I would simply urge DOE to undertake absolutely everything that all of the previous speakers have urged you to do. In particular, I would love to know more about what the previous speaker mentioned, the existing high voltage DC corridor that exists to bring Quebec hydropower that has been there, I believe, for about 20 years. Interestingly, it does not appear on those maps, and you really have to dig to find out about it, why that could not be used. If there is another scar put down the face of our state, it will affect us all. I would urge the DOE to include in thinking about that, what is the future for additional transmission lines? This was the one that exists already, has been there for 20 years. We're now having a proposal for a second one. In another 10, 15 years, will there be another proposal for another line that maybe could come down through Pinkham Notch this time? The one thing that I would add to, I believe, the list of things to look into is the safety of the towers. In 1998, in the January ice storms, it's my understanding that some thousands of pylons in Quebec came down because of the ice. We are experiencing increasingly intense storm events for whatever reasons. Please look into that very carefully as well. Thank you.
Thank you, Richard.